Are there any brief questions before we go on to the next session? Please.
Very nice presentations, and I just I had an experience. I think some of you probably know of working and trying to establish an interventional program outside of the U.S., and that was in Middle East. And I went there, and this was I thought that this was would be great opportunity for me to bring that expertise there. The problems I faced there was, and I don't know what your experience is, that the whole healthcare system there is not yet ready for something like that. It needs a lot of education. We have our own challenges interventional nephrology at this point, my biggest challenge as an interventional nephrologist was to sell it to my own colleagues in nephrology. And I think we have come to a point where I think there are nephrologists, I can't sell it to them. But when you go to these other programs, I think it becomes so difficult, it's so challenging to be able to tell them that this is the wave of the future, this is the right thing to do even. So I don't know what your experiences are.
I fully agree with your comments, and thank you very much for sharing your experience. Certainly, every country has its own way of handling things. I have practiced in India, and I know that CKD care is not on the priority list. But certainly, with the changing economy, there is definitely an awareness, and by exchanging and educating the nephrology community, certainly at some point we do hope that the access care would become a priority for nephrologists and they would take the lead role in it.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about my experience. You go to countries, and I don't know about Middle East, although I have some good friends from there. The first thing that you have to do is find out how the system works there. Very briefly, you don't need to be in depth on that. And you will find out, like in countries like Mexico and Colombia and all these other countries, is that it's very similar to here, except that the functions are very well defined. So surgeons do this, nephrologists do this. And so you have to start approaching by the lower pole. So you have to approach the nephrologist first. And then when you go to these meetings, you start cooking there what they can do. Then you start working along with them into seminars or symposiums that surgeons are, because the surgeons are the ones that are mostly not radiologists and are having more of the take out on these. So once you convince the surgeons that you're not the threat, that you're a help, and when they see it, I say, okay, you're going to help me now, then is when you start seeing the nephrologists in these countries to start doing more procedures. Now, you have to be careful because you don't want to empower a nephrologist to do things that they don't do, that they should not do. So you have to be very powerful on that point and say, look, you can do up to this point, and let the surgeon deal with the other things. That way, when you approach the surgeon or in the symposium or in your office or whatever, then they know, okay, this doctor is going to be a helper, not someone that is going to steal my work or do something that I don't want him to do. And that's one approach. And it's been what I've been doing, and so far it's working in some countries.
Prabir? I just wanted to continue and extend the comments made by Navi that, you know, I think 2 points. What we want to do is not just training in interventional procedures, but also to try and interact with different regions to establish appropriate paradigms for vascular access care in the setting of that country. So, for example, in many countries, cost, despite growing economies, cost remains an issue. So, you know, PDE catheters and evaluating people for fistulae and tunnel dialysis catheters are far more important than, for example, angioplasty. And I think establishing paradigms or helping to establish paradigms of care is very important. The other thing at a practical level, I think speaking at national meetings or having courses is important. And I think identifying a couple of centers and then establishing collaborations with those centers, and then those centers can then sort of be, the hub for further proliferation within that particular country.
Thank you. Kim?
My two experiences, one in Singapore and one in Bangalore, India, was that there's a great interest, in learning, but it's very spotty. So different institutions within the same city may have different experiences. And in Bangalore, I had a very fun experience in the sense that I went there in the morning and they said, listen, one of their faculty actually came to me and said, I have placed right-sided tunnel catheters, but I have never placed one on the left. And on that day, they had only one catheter, and it was a little short. But there was tremendous interest. The radiologist was in the room. We did in the cardiology suite. There were almost 30 people. And I was tense, I tell you, because, you know, there was one catheter. We messed it up. And fortunately, it all went off well, and they were very pleased. So there may be a role for hands-on kind of training. They told me it's okay. They didn't have any rules. They said, you are trained in India, so you can do it. So it was very...
One more?
One second. That's true. Yes. I'm sorry. That's true in many countries. You go and they don't have that much of a problem from a doctor or from the United States, because they think that we are the best, to teach and actually to see patients and do procedures on patients. It's amazing. I have done it in many other places, and it's amazing. They trust you, and they think that it's good for them that you are there to help and to teach.
Garshi Bruman from San Antonio. We recently had the pleasure of going to Iran for a vascular workshop. Two of us, me and my colleague, Dr. Kian, went to Iran, and we did 5 successful cases in a cardiac cath lab. There are a lot of geopolitical barriers to setting something like that up, but I think what everybody has voiced is an organized approach to education first and then setting up a hands-on experience is very important. But we not only face the geopolitical barriers, but we face the obstacles of nephrologists and other colleagues and other subspecialties not believing that this is possible, hence the education first so they know what we have done and then moving forward.
I'm sorry, we're out of time for questions.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So Alex and I, when we look at a plan, I mean, our program, we talk about what else we can do this year. So we add in this section, and we do see the needs from other countries. Although some data is hard to get from literature, but right now from audience, we know there's a lot of things going on. I personally encourage everybody probably get a contact with ASDRN if you have any links or connections. So maybe in the future we can invite in any of you has connections or experience. We come together and then share what we should do as a society to moving things forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for your comments.